Hi, I'm Paulina.
Hi, I'm Bricia.
And we're sisters, friends, daughters, wives, and business owners.
And we're just following our dreams, you know, working to be a better version of ourselves every day. All right. And we're also moms.
Welcome to the Super Mama Sisterhood.
Hello.
Hi, Super Mamas. How are you?
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Super Mamas podcast, your favorite podcast, with your two favorite hosts, Bricia and Paulina Lopez.
What's up, sis?
What's
How
up,
are you
ladies?
Doing?
How good.
Are you, mother of three.
I'm good. You know, aquí sobrellevando la hermana que te puedo decir. You know, just good. I mean, I think good.
I think we're very blessed.
We are very blessed. Blessed. Very, very thankful.
And I called my husband this morning. I told him what happened. And he's like, Oasis Church is going to get a big donation this weekend. I'm like, yes, they are.
It is. Guys, we are recording this like right after we got robbed.
Well, yeah, our restaurant got broken into. By three unrecognizable men dressed in black. One with a headlight and one with a cell phone flashlight.
Yeah. If you know them, please let us know.
If you know them, please let us know. Call us.
I know. It was also kind of I'm not going to say my fantasy, but I was just like, once everybody
fantasy?
Left. Not that part. Like looking through the video, like making a big. Know.
It's so funny how like you and I were like, he has something in his mouth. No, he has something in his eye. And I was like, yeah. And? So what if Fernando was just there like, I'm wasting my time with you two here.
Fernando was like, they look like Among Us.
I was like, look, you can see his face. He's like, no, you can't. He just looks like a character from Among Us.
I know. He was like, it's hella sus.
He's like, it's hella sus.
It was so fun. I mean, I'm so glad that we're laughing about it. God is so good. I feel like God is really, really good. He really blesses us all the time. If God is with me, who can be against me? That's my saying. That's like, right. That's what I started saying. Like,
amen, this, sister.
When I found out, when I got the call, I was like, I started praying. I was like, no, 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 no. But yeah, I mean, I feel very blessed. I feel very, I was talking to Fernando recently about like how like things are moving really fast. And I was telling him, I'm like, I definitely feel that things have changed from my perspective and how I move around. Like I definitely, for a long period of time in my life, I moved with a lot of fear. Like fear was the first thing that came into my, it was like immediate, right? Like the first feeling that I had was like always like fear. And I was always thinking like fearful thoughts. And thankfully I've been able to work on that. And fear does come up. Of course, it always comes. I don't think it'll ever leave. But it's not something that overpowers me. And it
guides you.
It's not something that guides me as it used to be. As it used to. Even in this situation that we went through today, I was just like, I always, and I tell this to the team. I say, I've trained myself to say, every problem is an opportunity to grow. There's obviously a flaw. And that's why they got in. What is the flaw? Let's find it and let's fix it and let's move on. So I feel like that's
I love this, Paulina.
I'm really trying because I was talking to my daughter the other night and I was telling her like how much time I've wasted in my life living with fear, like moving with fear, and how much time I've wasted just overall not doing, not living, not going for it, not doing because I felt like, oh my God, no. Like it just paralyzed me. It really paralyzed me. And so now I just feel like, I mean, the word movement has come into my life a lot from different places. And that's one of them. Mm-hmm. Like even if there's a problem, let's fix it. And then let's keep moving. Because if we get stuck in it and we're just thinking about this thing, we get carried away into the negativity. I've been really mindful of that. And even today, you know, it's like, it already happened. Que vamos a hacer? Like, I can't sit down and cry. I'm like, let's fix it. Let's fix whatever they did. Let's open up to the client. Let's open up to the customers and let's keep going. Because I feel like a lot of the times when it comes to the darkness that people bring in with them, that's the purpose of it. The purpose of the darkness is to cover the light. And I'm like, no, let's open. Let's keep going. We gotta keep going. We gotta keep the energy. And That's my preaching of today.
And I will say you were moving like a boss. You're just like, left, right, we're going to do this. And I was like, why am I here? other than rewinding and zooming.
Rewinding and zooming. No, but I really went back.
The cameras.
Yeah, we got cameras. You know, we're lucky. They came into my office, my beautiful space that I created for myself.
I know. They violated your space. I think that was probably the shocker. You're like, this is my space. This is like the only, this is your only space that you have that's yours only.
I know.
And then they violated it.
I felt violated, but it's okay. Like it's okay. It's good.
Also, this is a public service announcement. If any thief out there is listening to this or anyone is trying to like gather information about us to come and steal from us, I don't have any money. We don't have any money. If you're going to go steal from someone, don't steal from a restaurant owner. Okay.
Go steal at a bank. That's where the money.
Go. I don't know. Restaurant people don't have money. Mm-hmm. I just want to let this be a PSA for people. Don't go to a restaurant expecting racks.
Yeah.
Go to a strip club. I don't know. Like, I don't know what to say. Like, I don't know. I don't know where people keep racks of cash. Like, it's not.
Who keeps cash anymore?
It's not the 90s, you guys.
It's not.
This is 2023. Not. Nobody keeps cash anymore.
Don't take electronics. Yeah. Everything's traceable.
Don't, right. Like, if you're going to take my phone, my laptop, I can totally trace
I'll find
you.
It.
I have an Apple. I'm like, I have an Apple, like, what's it called? The AirTags on everything I own. Like, you're going to get caught. So,
yeah.
It's not.
You know what?
I don't know what to say.
Ponte trabajar.
I think that I'm like, you probably make more as a server at my restaurant.
Don't take, please put in. Like, insert. Don't remove. Please insert.
Toma dos, deja uno.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what?
Like that.
You know those, the jack boxes, the jack in the boxes?
Oh, yeah.
They open, it's just like a little clown comes out.
Or you know what? Like, it's just the put for in the cartoons for the mice, where they just like, it gets on their finger. That's what I should do. I mean, you know, what are you going to do? You're going to laugh. Well,
we can only laugh about this.
How was your trip in Hawaii? Like, please tell me.
My trip in Hawaii was beautiful. I did miss my children very, very much. I want to give a shout out to mom, my mom. And I want to say how blessed I am to have a mom. I know a lot of us aren't as lucky and aren't as blessed. Some of us, our moms live far away. Some of us don't have our moms with us anymore. But if you're thinking about having a child, definitely keep your mom on your good side. Like, moms are the best help that you could ever have. I left mom with a sick child, mm-hmm. a crazy dog, and a car without gas. Okay, number one, I always have gas in my car.
What?
It's just so weird. I know. My mom was like shocked. She was like, how do you not have gas in your car? I'm like, what? I don't know. I'm like the person who always has gas.
Always.
And a son who needed to bake his Valentine's. So we had I left her with a baking project, a sick child, a crazy dog, and a car without gas. And I was like, peace.
I'm going to Hawaii.
Give a shout out. Yeah. Peace, mom. I'm going to Hawaii. So I want to give a shout out to mom just for being so amazing and doing it flawlessly and with ease. Also, mom, you're welcome because you got to hang out with your, you know, granddaughter.
Oh, she's the best. And Eddie is they're the best. Like
Eddie's sweet. Eddie is really sweet when people are not watching.
It's so, you know what? It's so funny how
I want to hear why he helped you play.
Oh my God! Well, I first of all, he went home with me for the day, and when they were talking about dinner, I was like, okay, well, you know, I have some meat that I can grill. Let's do something. He's like, yeah. You let me know when it's ready, okay, Tia? And I was like, yeah. He was like, Tia Paulina, can I help you plate? And I was like, sure. What 7-year-old says, I need to go plate, you know? And I was like, sure.
Did he ask for plating tweezers?
Guys, there's a difference between serving food and plating food, okay? Serving food is like you just put it on a plate. Plating is like le pones, you know, like you know, you put it nice. So we put it.
Parsley on top.
Okay. I was very surprised at different things. We were heating up flour tortillas. Eddie grabs tortillas with his hands in no le queman. I was like, very surprised. I was like, good for you. Then he was like, I think we need like a balance in colors. And I was like, well, what if we put fruits? Let's put fruit on it.
Say that.
And he was like, okay. And then like he gets on top and he's very serious and he starts like spreading grapes and strawberries. And he was like, I think this one's fine like this. Like, who is this one for? And I was like, oh, this one's for Sabina. This one's for, I think that's fine. I'm just going to be spreading this around. And he was just, you know, and I was like, so like, are you going to be a chef or a critic? He's like, nah, I don't like to cook. I like to eat it. I'm going to be a critic. And I was like, oh, all right, all right. I was like, okay, so do you like my food? He's like, yeah, I like it. Yeah, I like it. I was like, don't give me like points, because I know that you give your mom points. And I'm like, don't give me points. I just want to know if you like it or not. He's like, no, I like it. You cook good. I'm like, okay. So he was like, girls, how many do you want? Okay, guys, like, let's just finish plating and I'll let you know when dinner is ready. Wait. And I was like, oh my God, he's so cute. Like, he's so... I love it because he takes it so serious, you know? He's like very serious about it. He's very serious about his food. And
yeah,
it was the cutest thing. I love it. I love when he's with me, because he's always like, eh. But when he's with me in my house, he is like another one of my children. I'm like, okay, guys, let's do the bed. And then he's like, okay. And then I will go it, and he did his bed. And I'm like, okay, guys, like, we got to clean up. I'm like, we can't be playing in a dirty place. Let's clean up. And they're like, okay. So I'm like, okay, Eddie, can you help me with this? Can you help me with that? He's like, sure. Can you take these shoes to my room? Can you do this? And then he was like, okay, it's clean, guys. Now we can play again. I'm like, yeah, great. Let's play again. Nunca me dice que no. Like, se come toda su comida. Everything. And I was like, okay, guys, if you guys want snacks, I want to see that you're eating good food, and then I'll give you snacks. They finish all their food. They clean up. I was like, oh, this is amazing. 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 So Aww. It was fun. It was great.
Little baby, did I tell you that he made me and mom battle it out in the kitchen?
I heard.
Did mom tell you?
I tried the food. I tried the rice that mom made. I didn't get to do her tacos, but I did try the rice that mom made, and she told me about it. And then that the next day, he played it at my house. He was like, I need to play,
yeah,
you know?
It was so funny. He gave us 40 minutes, gave us the secret ingredients, and we had to cook. And he was like, come on, you guys have 35 minutes left. You guys have 30 minutes left. And we finally, he's like, present a dish to me. And he was so funny. Like,
he's like, so funny.
He's like, I feel like the rice is a little under, but I feel like the flavor is there. I'm like, the rice is under? What are you talking about? Rice is under. He's like, I feel like I couldn't taste the watermelon. And I feel like it came through with like a punch, and it's like following through. But at the end, you really can't taste it.
I know he wanted to watch a cooking show, and I was like, I don't think I have that show. I don't think I have it. I'm sorry. Maybe you guys have like the Food Network or something. I'm like, I don't think I can see it. And he was like, can you just download the app and pay for it? And I was like, no.
Oh my God.
And I was like, no, because then like I won't watch it. I was like, but we can watch it on YouTube. And he was like, but I want to show you. He's so cute. Like, I have so much fun with him. So much fun. But we have an amazing guest on the show today. Her story. I mean, I loved her vulnerability, her story. Like, I think
her energy.
She really got to my heart.
I just, she's just a badass. Her energy, her freeness. Like, you know, when people speak of when you meet someone that they're just like free spirited, that's her. She is a beautiful human being. Kim Guerra, who is a queer woman of color, a writer, advocate, and entrepreneur who founded Brown Badass Bonita, a brand and movement dedicated to self-love and empowering her community. So Kim, she's the author of Mariposa and Mija, which is a collection of bilingual poems, affirmations, and love letters. Her poems are really beautiful. Her poetry is very powerful, especially when it comes from her. You'll hear just about how we met. You'll hear about her story, how she's traveling the world, and you know how she's just living life. She's living her best life out there. That's just like a single queer Latina out in the world. And I'm just like, dang, spirit animal.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I don't even think you can say spirit animal anymore. Mi Nahual. There you go. Mi Nahual.
Mi Nahual. That's mi Nahual. Well, without further ado, guys, here's your interview with Kim Guerra. And stay tuned after for the Supermama pick or tip of the week. Welcome to the show, Kim. How are you? Thanks for being here with us.
Gracias. I'm happy to be here.
¿Cómo que how are you? Mírala. O sea,
I mean,
how are you?
Where are you? Who are you with? ¿Y qué estás haciendo? That's what I want to know.
¿Quieren saber el chisme sobre el nuevo? No, es que...
¿Y con quién estás?
With me, myself, and I.
Yes, girl. Ooh. I love this already. I am so happy that you're here on the show. You are a ray of sunshine. Before we get started with the talk, please introduce yourself to the Supermamas. Tell us who you are, who you live with, where in the world are you right now? What are you doing? ¿Qué haces? ¿Qué te gusta? Like anything you want to talk about, Kim, please.
I always say, ¿qué haces para comer? ¿Qué haces para comer? That's what I always tell people.
Unos chilaquiles bien ricos. Pero my name is Kim Guerra. Hola, Supermamás. Yo soy un beautiful desmadre, una mujer mariposa que se dio alas. Soy terapeuta, believe it or not. Soy terapeuta, escritora y lo que me dé la gana en ese día.
Oh.
Estoy ahorita en Sevilla, estoy viajando por el mundo. Parte de eso es, ha sido, and this is Spanglish or English, lo que sea, lo que caiga.
Spanglish,
lo que me salga.
It's like you. Okay. Eres una mariposa, like así que déjate llevar.
Como
whatever,
salga.
Whatever, exactly, whatever.
Whatever
little heart desires. We're here for you, Kim. Vale. This is all you. This is your show today.
Oh my God. Anyway, so back to my show. Estoy viajando por el mundo. Y parte de eso, bueno, dos razones. Porque la gente siempre dice, pero ¿por qué? Like, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? Y uno, porque quiero y porque puedo.
That's right.
Y dos,
as you should.
It's something that I've always wanted to do. It's like doing this for me and my inner niña. Casi, casi se siente como like queer Latina, eat, pray, love. Except I'm trying not to fall in love. I'm like, ahorita les cuento ese chisme luego. Y también I'm launching my Queer Girl Around the World project, where I go to different parts of the world and I connect with different queer women, different queer communities. Y quiero integrarme y conectar con esta, con mi comunidad, because we don't really have that much community as queer women, and yet we need each other so much. So I've been connecting with different women in every place that I've gone, and the community is so beautiful. Como que me ha dado como otra perspectiva, y
wow.
I feel very happy to be here.
That's so amazing that you did that. You know, like when we started the podcast, it was because of the same reason. We needed to find other moms like that were going through the same things that we were doing, and we were lacking community, and we wanted the community. Like having community is so important. So shout out to you for doing that. We actually met you at the We'll Grow Summit last year, and we didn't get to introduce ourselves, but I remember when you were on that stage, I remember telling my sister, like, that girl is like so, like such a beautiful energy. You like generally happy all the time. And like the energy that you gave out that time, you know, when we met you, it just really impacted me. And then we started following you, and I was like, we need to have her on the show, because I know we all have our stories. We all have gone through different things. But the joy that you project, like, it just feels really genuine. And we just need some of that in our lives. Plus, you're like an amazingly accomplished Latina. Like, you know, this girl graduated from Cornell, and like, you're a therapist, you're like a poet. You're like, I mean, ¿qué haces? ¿Qué más haces? Like, tell me.
Bueno, thank you. Igual con ustedes, con su energía de, no solo de guerreras, de chingonas, pero como de personas con corazón hermoso. Y para mí, that's been like the biggest thing. I think my biggest prayer of this year has been to the universe. Mándame las almas bonitas, porque con esas quiero conectar, crear y construir. Entonces, this is an answer to that prayer. ¿Qué más hago? Uno, so, como que todas mis decisiones have been very intentional with like, if they're loving to me or not. So one, I do things that are loving to me and to my community. Me gusta mucho como terapeuta. I love to do workshops, one-on-one coaching. I have a program called Mujer Mariposa, which I run about every 3 months. And right now I'm also focusing a lot on like the Queer Girl Around the World project. We want to document it and create it into a docu-series or a documentary, para crear algo para nosotras que no existe todavía. And I think that's something that makes me excited. Like when I create something that doesn't exist yet And it's something that's going to be loving for my people and for myself. I'm writing my third book right now. Sí, entonces, ahorita pues estoy haciendo muchas cosas que vienen de aquí. Y eso me da mucho como, me siento muy agradecida y muy privilegiada de poder hacer eso.
Of course.
But tell us a little bit of how you got here. I mean, I think life is a journey. And when we decide to do something for us, a lot of the times you are actually affecting more people, and you are with your work. You're inspiring many other women. What got Kim to this point today where you're like in España living your best life? How did you get here?
Uy, beautiful question. It came to a point, and I remember that I had to look at myself, and I had started going to therapy, and I had started to kind of take a look at how my life was. And I remember I was like having an existential bath time at 4 a.m.
Bath time, you said?
Sí, en Latina.
At 4 a.m.?
Yes, girl. I got that from my mama.
Listen, hold on 1 second. I'm going to rewind because the show's called Super Mamas, right? I'm just going to just name the elephant in the room. You're not a mom.
Oh, no.
And every mom out there right now listening is just going through, be like, damn.
What?
Like, wait, people do that? People take baths at 4 a.m.? People travel the world? O sea, vivir así.
Yes.
Así vivir así, ¿cómo se puede decir? Libre, así vivir así sin compromiso.
Miren,
como mariposa.
I got that from my mama. My mama.
Okay, tell us. I want to hear that. Okay. I want to hear that part.
My mom, she's the one that taught me how to take those baths, because when she was going through it, the only time she had for herself was at 4 a.m. I would hear the bathtub.
Wow.
And I would know my mom was going through it and that she needed to recharge. And that was her only time to take care of herself. So I started to do that
too. That's true.
Yes. That's true. My mom had me when she was 17. Mm-hmm. And kind of single mom, kind of had a little booze, but she was the one that taught me a lot of what I know now. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so during one of those baths, like, I was just like, oh my gosh, I'm like my mom now.
We all are, girl. Let me tell you that. We all become our mothers.
Mm-hmm. Y si no soy mamá, soy la mayor de cuatro. And I was like almost like a co-mother with my mom. And I'm also being intentional and like learning to mother myself, that inner niña, porque me hizo falta muchas cosas creciendo. There was a lot of abuse. There was a lot of trauma. Mm-hmm. And at that point, I was a whole ass wife. Yo era una mujer casada. Yo estaba casada con un hombre noruego. I was like a white man, wife, me. I graduated from Cornell, and then a week later, I got married. So I used to joke that I'm like, I walked down the stage to walk down the aisle, and I had no idea what I was doing. Entonces, mucho de eso lo hice para complacer a mi familia, like, honestly, porque mi mamá me ha dicho, si no te casas, tienes que regresar a mi casa. So I was like, and we also, I was like a nice Christian girl back in the day. Aunque ustedes me ven así, yo era una mujer así bien propia, digna. I go to church every Sunday. Yeah, I was like just kind of checking off those boxes. Like, okay, graduate, boom, get married, boom. I even waited to have sex till marriage. Boom. I was like checking off the list. I wanted to be like the good Christian girl, good Christian wife, good, checking off all those boxes. And then when I was in this bathtub, I was like, I feel like I am losing myself. I feel like I am dying. I feel like if I don't do something, if I don't love myself, I'm just going to perish. That's how I felt.
Right.
Como que
right,
mi fuego se me estaba apagando. Y entonces, en ese momento, como decidí, pues, amarme. Y eso me llevó a hacer muchas preguntas muy difíciles. Is this loving for me? And is this not? And if it's not, I have to change it. And in that moment, like, I started to also to explore how my marriage was not healthy. And how my family's expectations of me, tal vez como me decían, caída te es más bonita. sea agradecida. Me decía, no te está golpeando, tienes un techo donde vivir, no es mujeriego, te aguantas y tú ya escogiste, this is your destiny now, this is what you chose, so like, aguántate. And also, me coming out as a queer woman, I remember like the first person I told was my ex-husband. We were watching Planet Earth, watching some penguins, and I was like, hey, you know, there's some gay penguins. I was like, I'm gay too. And he, you know, he was like super chill about it. He was just like, oh, nice. He's like, I'm not surprised. And I was like, all right, cool.
You're like, oh, me but too. Then, you see what the penguin's doing? Dude, I'm kind of into that too.
Me and those penguins, did you know? They're gay, I'm gay. And, but yeah, like, so it was a lot of hard choices that were loving for me, but that they were different than what was expected of me, that I've had to keep making those every day that led me to be here.
That, I mean, you are so brave, because I feel that I was talking to someone the other day about marriage and staying married and the reasons why we should stay married. And I remember at one point my mother-in-law, they said this, like, well, you know how it is in a marriage, like, you just lo aguantas, you know, like, look at me, look at the women in my generation, we never complain, and look at us. And I was like, no, I'm like, yeah, I'm like,
you're like, exactly, look at you.
Yeah, I'm like, no. And I realize, like, a lot of women stay in a marriage for the wrong reasons. And it's really hard. It's really, really hard to take that step and say, we recently talked to someone and they had a breakup. They were married. And I told her, look, you already took the hardest step. There's a lot of women that don't. There's a lot of women that stay. There's a lot of women that que se aguantan. And then, like, when they're older, they look back and they're like, damn, I was never happy. You know, and it takes a lot of guts to do that. So good for you. Good for you.
I feel like aguantar is such an ugly word. It's like my least favorite word in Espanol, yes. Aguantar. And they tell us all the time, aguantate, te tienes que aguantar. And I remember, I'm just like, yo no nací para aguantarme. Yo nací para vivir. Yo nací para amarme.
That should be that sounds like a Juan Gabriel song.
Sí.
Could be. What is the definition of aguantar in English? What is the translation? Is there one?
I don't even know. Let's see.
Endure, put up with.
Put up. You gotta put up with it.
Suck it up.
Suck it up, put up, and like just be quiet. Just keep going. You're like, I don't know. But I love that you're like an example of that. So keep telling me what happened after that. You told your husband and then?
El tranqui era como que, okay, nice, good job, pero too bad, ya estás casada conmigo. Like, porque ya, I had my whole penguin coming out and ya como que, okay, cool. Ya nunca más habló. Yo así como que esperándola. And then a few months later, I was like, hey, so remember that penguin conversation? Y me dice, sí, pero you're like, you're married to me, so. And I'm like, well, let's explore this a little bit. And there, you know, that wasn't like the only reason for the divorce, like, because we talked about opening up the marriage, pero era como esa acumulación que yo sentía, me estoy aguantando y no estoy, I am not honoring myself. And if I want to live a life in which I love myself and I honor my wants and my needs as a person, I need to move forward. And this man, como que no me escuchaba, no me veía. Because I, after months of conversation and marriage counseling, yo me acuerdo que, como que, you know, those hour-long talks that you have when you're married and, like, you're trying to figure out the future of your relationship, que pasan meses. Y yo me acuerdo como que, pues, ya habíamos como, like, I thought I was being very, very clear. I told him, here are the papers. I need you to sign. And his ass was like, oh, you were serious?
A little bit. A little bit.
Sir.
You're like, no way. No estaba jugando contigo.
I was just having fun. I'm bored. So, yeah. So, after that, I felt like I got a second chance at life. I was like, okay, ahora estoy yo conmigo. Y nadie más. Porque this is something I'm like writing about in my book. It's like a lot of us, you're raised to go from like one household to the next. Mm-hmm. One set of rules from a man to the next. Y vivimos toda nuestra vida como que pidiendo permiso or living to please or serve this other person. And this was the first time I was on my own. I was living by myself. I was making choices. I said, lo que quería comer. I was like, oh my gosh, I get to choose what to make, like without even thinking about what anybody else wants or likes or doesn't like. Como que, ¿qué hago comer?
I don't know what
that's like. Sí. ¿Qué me gusta a mí? Like even to find a place and choose a place and decorate. I was like, I remember I sat in that little studio and it was like tiny little studio, expensive as hell. But I was like, this is mine. And I get to make every choice in here. I get to make every decoration, every aesthetic choice. I'm like, si yo quiero cenar, and this actually happened. I'm like, si yo quiero cenar Pringles y Coke, Coca-Cola. And that's what I, you know, and there was a few times where I would just like write down my Friday night dinners when I was like, I can eat whatever I want. I felt like a kid. I was like, I'm going to eat hot Cheetos or I'm going to, una vez I was having a horrible day. Y así como que yo estaba pues pasando por las olas así de que, yes, I'm on top of the world. And then, you know, otras veces como que I was terrified. I'm like, did I just make a huge ass mistake? Like, what am I supposed to do? Like, in this big world, like, I don't even know how to date porque me casé luego, luego. I'm like, how does the dating life work? And then plus, how do I even start dating women? Like, that's a whole other thing. Like, I don't even know how to talk to a girl. So eran como muchas, como very uncharted territory for me. I couldn't go to the women in my family and be like, so,
yeah,
what do I do? They've never been there. So I feel like to this day, I'm still kind of in that uncharted territory where I'm like, all right, like I'm here and I get to learn from these choices.
You mentioned the relationship with your mother and like when you decided to declare to the world what you really were inside, like how was that with your family? Because I feel like it's such a taboo subject in Latino community, right? And then, you know, therefore that's why there needs to be a lot of work around it. And I'm so happy that you're doing that because there's still a lot of young people and older people. I feel like people of all ages that don't know how to take that step and that live reprimidos, you know, mm-hmm. like all their life because they can't do that because they're scared. We know mm-hmm. a lot of friends, people. And I think it is good for a moms to hear what would you have wanted. What did you need from your family?
Sí, eso, I like that you said that porque siempre he pensado eso como hay tantas personas en mi familia alone that I'm pretty sure stayed in the closet until they died. And I think like my family, my parents, like low-key suspected it, pero que hacen nuestras, esas cosas no se hablan, como if you ignore right. it, like, it's gonna go
It'll
away.
Go away.
porque sí, me acuerdo when, like, and me, ya sabes que yo no me quedo callada también, I always like, kind of would hint at things here and there, como, no sé, oh, me acuerdo que una vez, my mom's like, oh, she saw me getting ready for a date, like, ¿y con quién va a ser? Le dije, tú no te preocupes, puede ser con quien sea. Me dice, pero ¿es con un hombre o con una mujer? And I was just like, wow. I was just like happy that
she
whispered that.
She whispered,
yeah, of course.
Like, right?
Of course, con nombre? Miedo.
But this was after you came out, though. This is after.
No, this was before.
Oh, is this before your marriage?
No, it was after my marriage.
Oh, wait. So you never told your mom why you divorced?
No, I mean, I didn't divorce because I was gay. I divorced because it was the toxic marriage.
Yes. I mean, yes.
But it was like, then I kind of came out. Well, I came out to my siblings while I was still married. But to my family, I was just like, I'm not going to come out to them until I have a girl to be like, hey, what's up? Here you know. I'm here.
Oh my God. Kim.
You'd like to make a statement.
You would make an entrance with your wife.
Of course. Yeah. Okay. Like, this my wife. No questions, please. It is what it is. So I had been just very free with my energy, but I hadn't come out. So they were just kind of like pushing it aside. And then I did get a girl. And I was outed to my grandmother. That's how it started. And my grandmother did not respond well. And I actually hadn't come out to my family because my mom was very, very homophobic. I remember in high school, she was like, así casual ella, la señora casual, así que me dice, ya sé que Dios nos dice que necesitamos amar a todos, pero las personas que más me cuestan amar son las lesbianas. Me dan asco. And I was just like, you know, I was in high school and I heard that. I just like, and I was like, okay.
You were in high school? She said this to you? Wow.
Sí. And I just como que tengo que como...
I mean, you still remember to this day. Definitely.
Sí, no, y me duele. Así como que... Y yo me acuerdo que me enojé. Y así bien indignada, like, at that point, I'm like, I'm going as an ally. But I was just like, mom, ¿qué tipo de persona que cree en Dios y que cree que Dios es amor dice esas cosas? Como que, but, you know, I was over here just advocating. And for the Lord, you know, the Lord is love. And, but I remember como que sí me impactó mucho como que el odio con que lo dijo, con cuando dijo que le da asco, así como... She had some cousins coming over and they were a couple, they were queer. Este, y me dijo, no quiero que duerman en mi cama ni en la de tus hermanos y voy a quemar las sábanas. You know, like she was like intense. So I was like, they can sleep in my bed, it's fine. I'll sleep in the living room. Y sí, entonces como que por eso no, yo no había salido porque dije, no, it's not going to be cute and it's not going to be like loving when I come out. Like I already knew that. Este, entonces como necesito estar lista y con como with a reason, you know, with motivation here. So the time came and I remember I was outed to my grandmother and my mom. It was like bien dramático porque I was like at the dog park crying because my grandmother was like diciéndome lo mismo, así como que nunca te atrevas a traer una mujer, me das asco, este, me estoy como muy decepcionada, te quería tanto y ahora ya nunca te voy a ver igual, you know, just like all the worst things that she could say, she said them to me. So I was just crying at the dog park, I remember. And then that same day, I was like, oh my goodness, I need to go tell my mom because I don't want to be outed to her too. And she was leaving that same night to Mexico. So I was like, I have to do it today and it's a horrible day. But I like, you know, I remember and I told my brother, I was like, after work, come to my mom's house because if you're there, she's not going to be as mean to me. And I got there.
You already know. Just, we already know how moms are.
Yeah. Like, like use your Latino boy privilege right now. Like sit down.
With facts. Mommy. Yes. Mm-hmm. Facts. For sure.
Mm-hmm. Sí, entonces,
we have a brother too. Yeah.
Llegó, se sentó. Ya nomás le dije, thank you for being here. And I'm like, mommy, like, I need to tell you something. Este, le dije, me gustan las mujeres, tengo una novia y solo quiero que sepas, que lo escuches de mí. Y me dijo, sí, vi que hace como un día en Instagram me habías puesto algo de que eres queer. Y yo ni sabía qué era eso, entonces lo tuve que buscar en Google. No, o sea, okay. Le dije, pues sí, así es. And she, you know, hizo su cara, but you know, it's like she looked at me and she looked at my brother and my brother was just like ready, like, cause porque mi hermano tampoco se queda callado. El mi hermano es, me and him are super, super close. My mom always says like, cuando están juntos son un desmadre.
Is it just both of you for siblings?
No, I'm the oldest. He's the youngest. And then we have two sisters in between.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Pero desde chiquito we've like teamed up. Yeah. Y entonces, sí, este, mi hermano came in saying, like, she's happy and I've never seen her happier. So don't mess that up for her. And my mom was just like, sabes que yo creo que lo que dice la Biblia, que eso es un pecado, pero te quiero como mi hija. And it was just kind of like a generic Christian mom answer of just like, I love you, but I don't agree with it. And I, you know, in her head, she's probably, I still think it's nasty. So
you're so funny.
But at that point, I was just kind of happy to get it out of the way. I didn't have like high expectations, if I'm being real with you. So I feel que en esa manera como protegí mi corazón. Then a few, you know, ya cuando pasa el tiempo, como the initial shock, es como, pues sí fue difícil porque it was like I had to fight for my queerness to be seen at one as like something other than asco when I had partners to have them be included in the same way that the heteros were included in the family. Porque, por ejemplo, for Thanksgiving, it's just like, oh, you can't bring her because it's going to make my mom uncomfortable or because, you know, they would just like make very lame
grandma's
excuses.
Gonna be there.
See. And como que, ah, okay, pero no se pueden dar besos en frente de la gente. And it was just like, did you tell my brother that with his girls? You tell my sisters with their guys? So como muchas conversaciones así incómodas que se tienen
How
que tener.
How long was this process that you have been going through with your family?
It's still going.
Oh, girl.
No, es que no es así de que todo está tranqui, hermoso, you know. Everybody's tasting the rainbow. No, son conversaciones como
So when
que,
did you decide to start doing the work that you're doing? Because I think for anyone that meets you, talks to you, I personally would never think that you're going through this in the background, right? Seeing you up on stage, seeing you speak, being just you, your beautiful self all around. I would just think everyone is very supportive of her and this wonderful life around.
Yeah.
Right? Because you're the perfect example of, you know, when your life is imperfect, that's the time you need to be the happiest, because that shows great strength. Yeah. It's easy to be okay in times of...
If everything's okay.
Yeah, in times of wonderfulness, right? It's easy. That's easy.
Right.
It's hard to be okay when shit's falling apart around you. And it seems that, based on what we were saying, that you've gone through a lot, and yet there's so much beauty in your spirit. What kind of work do you do on a daily, and what and when did you realize I'm going to just take control of this and be my best self regardless of the circumstances going around my life?
Yo creo que pues desde chiquita aprendí. There's this like, there's this shirt, my favorite shirt. It's like desde los nueve. Bueno, los ocho, there's like this purple little shirt with the Superman logo, and it had a cape, like a lavender little cape. And I just remember feeling like, okay, things are not okay at my house, and things are scary, and things are hurtful, and I didn't grow up with much stability at all. And I just remember feeling like I had to be strong, but not only did I have to be strong, but I was. And in many ways, like, I wanted to be a source of love, and I think it's something that I was motivated by my siblings, you know, because I'm the oldest. So yo siempre como que los quería cuidar y proteger, pero también como que siempre le buscaba el lado bonito a la vida. There's something in me that's always like, things can be going to shit, pero yo como que necesito seguir adelante porque I don't want to stay here. Like, I don't want to live in this. So my mom always like tells this story how I was in first grade and she told me like, oh, if you're student of the month, I'm going to get you a Barbie. I was like, bet. I went up to my teacher and I was like, hey, Ms. Sanchez, like, how can I be student of the month? And she told me like, well, you need to do this, this, and this. I'm like, all right, cool. And I did. I became student of the month and student of the year. And I like saw this performance. I'm like, hey, how can I get on this drill team? And she's like, we have to show up here, here, and here. Show up to the practices. And I did. Y desde chiquita como que yo tenía como ese fuego de que, okay, I want that. I'm going to do it. Y lo que sigue. Y también como pues ahorita, like now on the day to day, it's like, how can I honor myself and love that inner niña that's been through a lot, that woman that's been through a lot, how can I be a loving source to myself now? And how can I do things that are going to contribute to the woman that I want to become? And how am I handling things and having conversations and treating myself and treating people in a way that I'm going to be proud? Porque a veces que es sometimes it's easy and sometimes it's fun. It's even fun to be toxic and petty. Like, it could be so fun to be like, but I'm like, how can I
you're so funny
do this in a loving way for myself that I'm going to be proud? Porque a veces que, you know, you can be a little toxic and then you're like, oh shit, you know, I shouldn't have said that. In a way that contributes not only to my healing, but intergenerational healing, because it goes beyond me.
Right.
So true.
Oh my God. Well, and I don't know. I think we need like a part two of your story and it's just so much to unpack. But what are your practices? Just because I feel like a lot of people, like myself, right? We get so, I struggle with, not anymore as much because I have a lot of tools, but I used to go through a lot of like depression and anxiety moments. And it took a lot of work for me to get here where I don't fall as much. Or if I do, it's shorter periods of time and then I'm able to get up and go. But I know that, you know, people have choices. Like and a lot of people that have things that happen in their childhood, just like you, and that are still going through things just like you, they decide to go left instead of the way to light. They just keep going towards dark. So what are some of the practices that you do? How do you keep yourself in that space? Like, any tips that you can give moms or whoever listens to this show? It doesn't matter if you're a mom, not a mom, if you're young, old. I feel like this is such an important tool to have in life. I always tell the people that I work with, I say, people have choices. Like, there's people that have like really, their stories are so sad sometimes, but they look at them now like, we're the same, you're the same, I'm the same. Like, how do I get there?
It takes a lot of work. I was sharing with somebody, it's like, yo sé que yo tengo un alma bonita porque la he cuidado mucho y me he encargado de que sane. Me he encargado de que de cuidarla, de nutrirla, wow. de que sea un alma bonita for my own right. life. Mm-hmm. And what that looks like, it's not like I wake up and that. No, it's work. And it's como, if I see, okay, aquí me duele, aquí tengo una herida. This is a place I need healing. Aquí estoy sangrando. Mm-hmm. I search for the medicine. And if I don't find it, I create it. If I don't, no me quedo en paz mientras estoy sangrando. Because I know if I'm hurting and I don't take the time to heal, I'm going to end up hurting other people.
True.
So true.
Or passing down those wounds.
Mm-hmm.
We inherited a lot of our mother's wounds because she inherited her mother's wounds, or they didn't have the time or the privilege to heal. The choice.
Girl, and ancestor trauma is real.
Yes. So I'm like, I want to be aware of that and be intentional with my healing. And I love what you said about the darkness, porque many of us were born into darkness. Y para mí, a veces como que yo sentía, okay, I was born here. I don't want to stay here forever porque aquí como que te quedas en el sufrimiento. And when we seek healing, it's like we're building a bridge to the light. And I want to build a home for myself in the light because I know that darkness isn't meant to be my home forever. So I feel like whenever I seek healing, whether it's therapy, whether it's with community, whether it's ancestral healing, it's como que I'm building my home in the light porque yo quiero que la generación que viene que nazca en la luz.
Right.
And there's a bridge porque we have to visit our darkness. O a veces la vida nos deja y otra vez hacemos ese como camino. And there's nothing wrong with our darkness, like to not be afraid of it either. But I'm just like, I'm just not going to live there.
I love it. I love it. I mean, I feel like we could talk for hours with you. I feel like we definitely need to come back to the show because we just got to like up to today, you know, like a little bit. We need to just get to know you better. And I know you have created a book of poems where I'm assuming it's part of your healing because I think a lot of that like letting out is part of your healing. But we definitely need a part two, but we want to be respectful of your time. So please tell the Super Mamas, how can they find out more about you? We definitely need to do something together. I don't know. Like, I just have this feeling that we need to do something together just to keep spreading the light. I want to be your friend. Let's hang out. I want some of that energy. And so tell us where we can find you. How can we follow you? How can we support you in this project that you have? Anything that you're doing, tell us, how can we spread your light around?
Yes. I want to be your friend too.
Oh, yes, girl. I'm about to crash your party in Spain.
Venganse, venganse. Aquí siempre caen.
Don't tempt me with a good time.
All I know is like, como, conmigo no te aburres.
I bet.
I believe that.
You can find me, Badass Ex Bonita, a queer girl around the world. Y sí, my website, badassexbonita.com. Those are like my main ones that you can like connect with me. I love to collaborate and I love to, como les digo, con almas bonitas, hacer cosas bonitas para la comunidad. Y sí, como to be continued, we are working on launching like the Queer Girl Project, Queer Girl Around the World Project. Entonces, los voy a mantener más al día con eso. Yeah.
We didn't even get to talk about like what you do with your community. I mean, you just have such a beautiful story. And I didn't really know a lot about what you just shared with us, but I can tell you that when I saw you on that stage,
I could feel the light.
Oh,
we
100%.
All felt it.
All of us.
We felt it. All of us. All of us. It was such a beautiful energy. I don't know why, like, during your whole interview, I just been wanting to cry. I don't know why. But I just really feel that you have such a beautiful soul. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep growing. Keep helping people, because we need more people like you in the world, because there is a lot of darkness out there and not enough light. So thank you so much for being here today. And we cannot wait to have you back. And we are back with the Super Mama Pick or Tip of the Week. Patricia, do you have any picks or tips for us this week?
Okay, y'all. I'm just not going to stop talking about my book from now until it publishes. So I just need all of you to go and pre-order my cookbook.
Yeah.
That's going to be my pick this weekend.
Is it already ready for pre-order?
It's ready for pre-order. I'm going to get a physical copy next week, which I'm really excited about. Like, the first physical copy. We publish April 25th, but it's ready to pre-order. Asada. Just put in Asada cookbook anywhere. Anywhere. Just pre-order. Barnes & Noble's, Amazon, your local bookstore, Target, anywhere. Just go. Asada.
Go. Go. Asada, guys.
It's going to be grilling.
It's going to be fire. Fire. Fire.
I know. I really like these recipes. I find myself cooking these recipes more than the Oaxaca cookbook lately, but also... But also because I just wrote it. So I'm just, you know, making sure that they all work and they're great and very, very excited.
I've tried some of those things that you've made and I'm really, really excited for the world to try them. And I gotta say that a lot of the food recipes or techniques or whatever that I now have are because I've learned them from my sister. So I'm excited for your book.
Paulina.
I am, I swear.
So
my bacon game is on a whole other level because you told me how to improve my bacon. Just as simple as that. The bacon. Bacon game.
It's funny because every time we do make bacon at home, we always get like so many compliments. I'm like, I don't know, y'all. It's just garlic flakes and it's just roasted.
Garlic flakes and pepper. and pepper. My pick this week is going back to what we talked about this earlier in the show about movement. Again, I think the word movement has come into my life in many different ways. And if you are a subscriber of Peloton, there is some new classes that are called mobility that are different than stretching. I love stretching. I've read many articles about the importance of movement. And it doesn't have to be like, oh no, you know, go lift up weights or something. You just really need to move your body, your joints, because it's just the way that life flows through you. And I really love these mobility classes from Peloton because they are classes particularly to improve your range of motion. And it's really important for women, for mothers that we've carried, you know, some of us that have carried children and breastfed and carry our kids around and stuff, like to keep our back and core so healthy. Because as the time goes by, that's something that decays. So mobility classes are very important to keep your range of motion. And I totally recommend it. You can also look up classes of like, I'm assuming like you can Google more classes of like mobility, range of motion, but definitely stretching, moving. That's my tip, my pick this week. Keep moving, guys. Keep moving. Even I remember the times that I've gotten hurt. I always thought it was counterintuitive, but the recommendation have always been like, well, you got to move. So I'm like, okay. So I'm taking that really serious and just moving,
muévete.
Moving, moving,
like
stretching.
I would
muévete.
Say.
Muévete. ¿Qué esperas? Muévete. Mueve las nalgas.
Mueve las pinches nalgas.
I know.
So dad that was right all this time.
He was. Mueve las nalgas.
He would. So he was right but all along.
And then I'm like, but why do you get mad when I twerk? I'm literally moving my nalgas.
I told Eddie the other day, he was like, Mom, did you know that twerking is a love, it's a love dance? And I was like, what?
He said that?
Yeah.
Ay, ay, ay.
He's like, it's a love dance, Mom.
I know. It is a love dance. Anyway, well, that's the show, guys. We'll see you next week with the same energy, the same love. We will see you. Stay tuned. Share this episode with a friend. And we will see you next week.
Share this episode with a thief so they know that we have nothing to be stolen.
Please don't. Don't make me spend money on doors. Come on. Come on, guys. I don't have a door in my office. Come on.
We don't have money.
We don't. All right. We don't.
¿Sabes qué? Vengan a robar mis deudas.
Mejor. Yeah. Okay. Pay my bills. All right. Bye.
Hey, sisters. Thank you so much for listening. Hope all of you guys are subscribed to our newsletter. If you're not, make sure you hit that subscribe button on supermamas.com. We will be sending out invites to upcoming events, promos, and super cool surprises your way. And of course, you can always keep up with us through the gram @_supermamas and on Twitter, also @_supermamas and in the face @supermamaspodcast.
Oh, one more thing. We want to hear your super mama moment of the week to share with all of you sisters. Call into our hotline 424-329-3707 and leave us a message or simply email us a voice note to hello@supermamas.com. Very soon, we could be featuring you on the show. Please remember to leave your name and Instagram handle for a chance to be featured.
Much love and
see you next week,
super mamas!